Pathway to Promise podcast, episode number 16, Making Space to Create the Life That You Always Wanted, with Kate Erickson from Entrepreneur on Fire.
Hi, this is Gina from Every Day is a Second Chance podcast. You are on your way to your second chance on the Pathway to Promise podcast with Dr. Brad Miller.
A lot of the times we have answers to our own questions, we just don't give ourselves the opportunity to answer them.
You're on the Pathway to Promise with Dr. Brad Miller. Brad believes every person has a God-given promised life of peace, prosperity, and purpose, and that you must have a plan and a guide to get there. The Pathway to Promise podcast not only is your guide through the wilderness of depression and disappointment that stand between you and your promised life, but also brings you insights and direction from inspiring, successful thought leaders who have transformed their lives. Welcome to the Pathway to Promise. Now, here's Brad.
Hello, my friend, and welcome to the Pathway to Promise with Dr. Brad Miller. That's me. I'm Brad, and I am here to be of assistance to you, to help be your guide along a pathway through whatever adversities that you have in your life to find your promised life of peace, prosperity, and purpose. That's what we're all about. That's our mission here at Pathway to Promise, to help you find your way through anything that you've got blocking your way. Whatever it is, to help you get through those things to find your promised life. We teach four concepts that help you do just that. One of them is to take bold action. The second is to draw upon a power higher than yourself. The third is to be fueled by loving relationships. And the fourth is to live your life with self-discipline. Our guest today embodies much of this teaching that we are sharing here today. Her name is Kate Erickson from Entrepreneur on Fire. And she's going to be sharing with us in just a few minutes about her journey from a pathway towards corporate America and possibly becoming a professor of English into an entrepreneurial enterprise that she's involved with called Entrepreneur on Fire, which has been highly successful. She's going to share with us what margins she's created in her life and the disciplines that she has in order to accomplish great things and teach those to us. So we're looking forward to hearing from Kate here in just a few minutes. Did want you to know that we have resources available to you here at Pathway to Promise podcast. You can go to our website, pathwaypromise.com. There we have a booklet for you, a downloadable ebook called The 4-Minute Way to Frame Your Day. It's about discipline in order to start your day and end your day successfully, and then set yourself in the pathway to have success and great things happen to you on subsequent days as well. So you can head on over to pathwaypromise.com, and there will be some helpful resources for you there. If you like what you hear here on the Pathway to Promise podcast, we always appreciate you subscribing on iTunes and giving us a rating and a review. That is appreciated. And to share the good news with people in your network, we would just say, great, do that, and we'll appreciate that so much. I did want to share with you something I've been thinking about here today. Not too long ago, I was in Salt Lake City, Utah, and there I saw the Great Salt Lake. And it reminded me of when I saw another body of water kind of similar to the Great Salt Lake, and that's the Dead Sea in Israel. And both these lakes have almost no life living in them. There's no fish, there's no life to speak of in these bodies of water. What I understand, there's a few brine shrimp and gnats. That's about all you can find there. Now, why is that? Both the Great Salt Lake in Utah and the Dead Sea in Israel have incredibly high levels of salt in them, which makes vibrant life impossible. They are stagnant bodies of water without life in them. Stagnant, one of the reasons they are stagnant is because they are without true input of streams and rivers and flows that goes into them, and also a true output, meaning streams and rivers that go out of the lake. They are basically a stagnant body of water. And since the water is not really moving, there's not a flow of water like a river or an ocean or some other lakes that have streams and so on coming into them, the bodies of water like the Great Salt Lake and the Dead Sea become stagnant. Now, as we talk and think about how our lives need to evolve and move through our adversities, sometimes we can become stagnant when we don't move, or when we allow life just to happen to us, then we can become stagnant. And so I want to encourage you, if you want to transform and emerge out of whatever situation you are in your life, to not be stagnant. And that means to move. Let me share with you at least four ways that you can move in your life and not remain stagnant. One of them is to read. Read something. Read something of value. Not just throwaway stuff. Read something, a good book or a great book or a magazine, or read the Bible, or read something that feeds your mind and it stimulates your intellect. Then I would encourage you, another thing that you can do to move is to write something. I would encourage you to write in a journal or a diary or write a letter. And I mean more than email now. I mean actually physically writing something out, a card, birthday card, a letter to someone. When you do this type of thing, it moves your mind and your emotion if you write something, because when you put things through that filter of your experience and write it down, that also moves you emotionally. Another thing that you can do to move is to talk to someone and to listen. And I'm talking here about deep conversation, not just, hi, how are you, but to talk to someone about things that matter and stimulate your mind and your heart. And talk to people. Maybe that's making a phone call to a relative. Maybe it's calling your mother. I'm recording this near Mother's Day. Make a contact with someone. But to take that and to move your mind and your heart. Don't be stagnant. One more thing to mention about movement is physical movement. That is exercise. Go out and take a walk. If you join a gym. Whatever it is, don't let yourself just be a couch potato and stay just watching the TV or something else like that where you can veg out, as it were, and get stagnated. If you want to get through difficult times in your life, don't be stagnant. Commit yourself to end stagnation and be moving. Read, write, talk, listen, physically move, take a walk. That's my encouragement for you today. As our guest today here on the Pathway to Promise podcast, we have someone who has taken bold action and moved in her life. Her name is Kate Erickson, and she is involved with the Entrepreneur on Fire company, which does podcasting and training for other people to do to have productivity in their life. Indeed, her title for Kate, one of her titles is the Implementer of Awesome Ideas. She has a journey in her life where she started off in her life pathway of looking to be an English professor in college. And then she spent some time in corporate America. In the last few years, she's been involved with Entrepreneur on Fire. And that has been a great part of what she's been about. And you'll hear more about her life here as we go along, and some of the things that she's got through to gain margin in her life in order to accomplish great things. You're going to learn a lot today here on episode number 16 of The Pathway to Promise as we have a great conversation with Kate Erickson from Entrepreneur on Fire. What happens when you have a person who's on a pathway to becoming a college professor in English, has a background in marketing and advertising, but uncovers a passion for entrepreneurship? You have a person who's an implementer of awesome ideas. That's Kate Erickson of Entrepreneur on Fire. Kate, welcome to Pathway to Promise.
Thank you so much. I'm super excited to be here. Very grateful for the opportunity.
That is awesome, Kate. We are so glad to have you with us. As I mentioned, at one time, you were on your own pathway to become a English professor, but you've taken a different track in life, and you've ended up being an entrepreneur and working with a very successful business called Entrepreneur on Fire. But I know that's not been without its challenges. And so, Kate, I'd just be interested in what are some of the challenges you've had in and establishing a business entrepreneur on fire with your partner, John Lee Dumas. And what are some of the challenges that you've had and some of the things you've done to overcome those?
Well, Brad, I would say my biggest challenges have really been more personal mindset, confidence challenges that I've faced that I didn't really realize I was facing them throughout my whole life, I guess. But when it came time to start making big decisions and, you know, getting outside of my comfort zone really is what helped me recognize how big of a challenge these things were for me. Because when I was in my corporate job, when I was in college, when I was getting my degree, when I was going out for jobs, you know, I was kind of following a rubric, if you will, of the exact steps I needed to take. And there was a lot of comfort in that for me. I was given the things I needed to check off, and I was pretty good at doing stuff like that. So when it came to discovering entrepreneurship, deciding to join my significant other in his business that he had already started, Entrepreneurs on Fire, that was way outside of my comfort zone. There was no checklist. There weren't a set of steps that, you know, I knew that I was doing the right thing in order to get one step closer to my goal. And so I would say that that's one of the biggest challenges I've faced is really reconditioning and teaching myself for the first time what it's like to go out and do something without somebody telling me what I'm supposed to be doing.
Okay. Was your
I'm sure there are so many who can relate to that.
Absolutely. So you sound like your personality type was one more of a an analytical, linear type of thing, checklist type sort of thing, and whereas the entrepreneurial approach was a little bit opposed to that. Would that be a fair thing to say?
Yes, absolutely. You nailed it.
So it sounds like in that process, you had to take some leaps of faith or some entrepreneurial leaps, as I know you have said. What were some of those entrepreneurial leaps that you took to actually then jump or implement your life personally from that checklist type of lifestyle into an entrepreneurial lifestyle?
Well, a huge part of that was leaning on others for support and guidance and encouragement and, you know, finding mentors and people who I could trust and whose opinion and insights I valued. So that when I kind of got that encouragement, you know, anytime I was fearful of taking that next step or anytime I was feeling like, I don't know if I'm making the right decision, I found comfort in having a handful of people who I knew I could turn to for that support. And that was very integral in helping me kind of bridge that gap, if you will. And, you know, honestly, I still have trouble with it all the time. It's not like I've totally overcome that and now I'm super confident in every decision that I ever make. But, you know, that's the good and exciting part about entrepreneurship in a lot of ways is that you're constantly challenging yourself in that way. And instead of now being afraid of that challenge, I feel like I've been able to embrace that challenge, knowing that without it, I would still be bored behind a desk, you know, feeling undervalued and underappreciated. Whereas now, at least I'm carving my own path and I'm doing what I want to do.
Yeah, it sounds like it's been quite fulfilling for you to do that once you made that leap. How about those people you mentioned here? Did you seek those out in an intentional way, or do they just kind of arrive in your life? Or how did that work out in having these mentor type people in your life?
You know, in the beginning, it was super intentional. When I made the decision to leave my corporate job to join John at Entrepreneurs on Fire, one of the first people I talked to about it was my dad. And, you know, I really wanted to hear from him if he thought I was being crazy or if he thought that this was something worth pursuing. And not that I was, you know, leaning or looking to my dad to make that decision for me, but it was a conversation that was very valuable for me. And in that conversation, my dad told me to trust my gut. And, you know, even today, that's one of the best pieces of advice I think I've probably ever received. You know, it seems very simple and kind of obvious, but I don't think we do that a lot. I don't think that we do trust our gut, especially if you're more of the analytical type. You know, you're looking for evidence as to why you should make a certain decision. And when that's not there, it can kind of mess things up a little bit. So at first it was very intentional. When I dove into the online space, I really did a lot of research to find out who the industry leaders were. And of course, you know, in reading people's content, listening to different podcasts, watching certain videos, you know, you gravitate towards people who are speaking your language, who, you know, say the right things at the right time, and it hits you in a way that you're like, yes, I need that right now. And for me in the beginning, it was people talking about confidence and decision making and, you know, that kind of stuff. Whereas today, you know, I'm more attracted to the industry leaders who are talking about productivity and creating systems and processes. So I think that's an ever evolving process. And I'm always still looking for the mindset stuff too, just because I feel it's so important.
Sound like that word of encouragement from your dad and from some others was really vital for you. Have you been able to process in such a way that you'd be able to take some of that information now and do help that process of encouraging others or coaching others as well?
I absolutely hope so. I mean, that's one of my biggest goals. And, you know, what I believe part of my purpose is to pay that forward, because that's what I so desperately needed without even realizing that I desperately needed it for the longest time. And that's what changed my life. It changed my life to know that I had a choice and that there was a different path. And, you know, that's no fault of anything that I was taught or learned as I was growing up. It's just that it wasn't there. There wasn't a space where I learned about entrepreneurship and making your own decisions despite what other people are telling you you're supposed to do. I just didn't know that that was a thing. And so it's absolutely changed my life, and I'm very passionate about paying that forward for sure.
Mindset, you've mentioned that a couple of times, and how people have been integral in helping you to have some shifts in your mindset. I'm also interested in how any practices that you may have that may connect you to anything like a higher power, such as journaling or meditation or anything along that line. Is anything along that line helpful to you in this shift of your mindset to be successful?
Absolutely. I think just giving ourselves the space, you know, one thing that I've learned over and over and over again over the past few years is that a lot of the times we have answers to our own questions, we just don't give ourselves the opportunity to answer them ever, because we're always moving to the next task, or, you know, switching from our laptop to our cell phone, or jumping on the telephone or text messaging or being on social media. And don't get me wrong, I'm very grateful for all the technology that we have, and our business certainly wouldn't be possible without it. This conversation that we're having right now wouldn't be possible without it. But I do think that there's a time and a space. And for me, that makes a huge impact in my day when I'm able to give myself that space away from those things so that I can do, if you will, some type of meditation where I'm not being pulled in, you know, four different directions because I feel like I have to be answering an email at the same time that I'm responding to someone on social media and also text messaging, you know, a family member or friend. And so I absolutely try and take that time and that space to myself to literally just reflect questions back on myself that I feel that I'm asking out to the world. Because while there's amazing knowledge and stuff for us to get out there, and we have very easy access to Google, pretty much anything we want to Google, I truly do believe that if we take the time to sit down and ask ourselves those own questions, that not only can, you know, we encourage ourselves to continue thinking on our own instead of relying on something else to think for us, but for me, that's been a big confidence builder, and being able to sit down and really say, like, Kate, you don't have to go to somebody else for this answer. You know this answer. You just have to give yourself the opportunity. So through meditation like that, and definitely through journaling, I've gotten really into doing set focus sessions where I'm focusing on one thing at a time, not letting distractions get in my way. And that's been a huge eye opener in terms of productivity. So meditation and journaling, definitely two integral parts of my everyday.
In this process, Kate, have you been able to unplug at times, get away from all the technology, and just to have a focused time apart? Has that been a part of your process as well?
On a daily basis, or do you mean kind of like a week long?
Some sort of a systematic basis, whether it's daily or...
Okay, yeah, definitely. I do it daily. So every morning I wake up and I'm into my workout first thing. And between my workout and when I'm sitting down at my computer, it's kind of like a no technology zone. I've become pretty accustomed to doing my workouts online. So it used to be that from the time that I woke up to the time that I was sitting down at my computer, there was no computer in there. But my workouts have taken an online form now. So that kind of busted that up a bit. But I do go for every morning having at least 30 minutes of time where I'm not on technology or the internet or you know, worried about what something or someone else needs from me at that time.
Yeah, just what I'm getting at is I just think there's an opportunity for all of us to have, you know, high tech times and high connection times, but we also need to reflect and connect without all those distractions in order to have that sense of fulfillment that comes both from the inner life and the external stimuli as well. That's just kind of my take on things. So we've mentioned here, we talked a little about your relationships that you had, a little bit about your inner life. Let's talk for a second about disciplines and systems and things that you do to help you progress and to deal with whatever issues you're dealing with, whatever problems or tasks are at hand, and to get things done to be successful. I know you're really into systems and to processes and goal setting. Say a word about some of the ways that you do that, or maybe help coach others to have disciplines that help you to succeed.
Yeah. Well, I mean, one of the biggest things that I mentioned just a few minutes ago is having focus sessions. I've always considered myself quite a productive person. I work on task lists. I love project plans, which has really benefited me in the work that I do now. We can also kind of forget that busy time isn't necessarily productive time. And I didn't realize that until I started using focus sessions in order to do that. So basically what a focus session would be is me sitting down and setting a timer, whether that be on a website or a kitchen timer or a timer on your cell phone, for 25 minutes and saying, okay, for the next 25 minutes, this is the task that I need to accomplish, and not letting any type of distraction get in your way or anything pull you away from focusing on that one thing. Once that session's over, give yourself, you know, 5 to 10 minutes of uninterrupted break time where you can do whatever you want. Check your cell phone, go refill your coffee, chat with a friend, and then back into a focus session again. So I've made it a part of my daily routine to now do at least 4 focus sessions first thing in the morning. So I'm not jumping into my email. I'm not jumping into social media. I'm basically not jumping into other people's agenda. I'm only on my own agenda, and I use those focus sessions in order to help me with that. So it's been a really huge game changer for me. It's really helped me develop the systems and the processes that we have in our business. I mean, we get asked all the time how we get so much done, and that's how we get so much done.
So when you have these focus times, these focus sessions of 25 minutes or so, is that basically one thing you're focusing on? Are you in any way at all multitasking?
No multitasking allowed. Just one thing. You know, your one thing might be something that involves different tasks within that one thing, but you're never context switching or jumping from one task to the next. It's just one thing. Like, I want to finish the email that I'm going to send out to my email list tomorrow. So for those 25 minutes, all you're doing is finishing that email.
And you just get after it, right? Really, really work hard at that time.
Exactly.
What I'm getting at here is that we live in a world with such incredible distractions, not only electronically, but whatever, family stuff or pressures at our job or whatever, that it's so, or the phone rings, it's so easy to get distracted, and you have to find some way to just zero in to get stuff done. I think it's a commodity that a lot of folks don't have but need.
I totally agree. And, you know, the good thing about it is it becomes very habit forming. So it might be really difficult for you to do that first or that second focus session, but let me tell you, it is so addicting because you start getting so much done. You can't believe that you lived without it, or you can't imagine what your days looked like before you worked that way. So there's definitely a huge reward on the other side.
And a certain amount of satisfaction just getting something done, isn't there, without leaving it hanging. Hey, Kate, one of our purposes here at Pathway to Promise is helping people find a life of what we call peace and purpose and prosperity. So I like to ask most of our guests, what brings you peace?
Well, Brad, this goes back to, you know, kind of a thread that I feel we've been carrying through this conversation is just kind of stepping away from technology. I find that when I'm in an outdoor setting with no music, no phones, no computers, no nothing. And I just allow myself to sit without interruption. That can be very peaceful for sure.
And then the second part of this is, what do you see as your purpose in life?
I think a big part of my purpose also goes back to what we were saying earlier, and you know, that you brought up, is helping others understand that there's a choice to make, and that you as the individual are the one that gets to make that choice. And that can be very freeing, very empowering. And I feel that a big part of my purpose is to inspire others to understand that they have that choice, and to live the life that they've always dreamed of, that it doesn't have to be a dream. It doesn't have to be this thing that you wish could happen. You can actually make decisions and choices and make it happen. It doesn't have to be a dream or unattainable.
It sounds like you're very passionate about that, and that's awesome. Just one more thing. You've been successful in your business after some struggles to get through some obstacles. But in terms of prosperity, how would you define prosperity?
I define prosperity as being able to do what I want with whom I want and when I want. That's really freedom. That's freedom to me. And I feel that prosperity is about freedom. It's about the ability to make choices. It's about the ability to, you know, be serving others when you want to serve others. It's about traveling when you want to travel. It's about being with your family and your loved ones when you want to be with your family and your loved ones. That's really what prosperity in my life means to me.
So have the freedom to make a contribution in the areas that matter to you is part of what I'm hearing you say.
Beautiful. Yes, I like the way that you put it.
So in terms of that, just kind of one or two things there. If you're going to kind of coach or uplift or encourage someone who is maybe discouraged or stuck in whatever they're at, their corporate job or their place in life, and they have a little bit somewhere within them, that entrepreneurial spark or that itch, what kind of encouragement can you give those folks in terms of moving some of the processes that you went through?
Well, I mean, I would definitely say that it starts with a huge mindset shift that I had when I was in corporate. And that was the minute that I understood that nobody else was going to give me what I wanted. I spent a long time, relatively speaking, waiting for somebody else to give me the life that I wanted, create my day that I wanted. And it's not going to happen. Nobody else is going to do that for you. You have to do it for yourself. And to me, that was incredibly encouraging, and I hope that it will be for others, because it starts with understanding that the future that you have is what you're creating through the actions that you take right now. So if you want your future to look different than what your day looks like today, you have to start taking action and doing something different in order to create that future. Each of us is fully capable of doing that. It's just about getting up and taking charge and making it happen. And I hope that, you know, even in some encouragement that, you know, might sound like it starts at the very beginning, that's where it starts. It doesn't start when you're close to the finish line, and it doesn't happen overnight. But each of us has that power to do that. And so I encourage everyone who's tuning in today to recognize that power, to embrace that power, and to start using it.
Tell us a little bit what you're working on now and about how people can get a hold of you and understand what's some of the opportunities you offer to people who want to be encouraged by your work.
Absolutely. I would say two of the most impactful things that John and I have created here at Entrepreneurs on Fire are two physical journals. One's called the Freedom Journal, which is 100 set and accomplish your number one goal in 100 days, and the Mastery Journal, which is master productivity, discipline, and focus in 100 days. And the feedback that we've been getting from these journals, John and I both use them ourselves in our everyday. They're incredibly impactful, and all you have to do is trust the process. John has laid out the rest for you within these journals. So if you're looking to set and accomplish your number one goal, or if you're looking to master productivity, discipline, and focus, I highly encourage you to check out the Freedom Journal and the Mastery Journal.
And all that's about the process of implementing these things in your life. And that's what you're all about. Kate Erickson is the implementer of awesome ideas, which I think is a great title for Entrepreneur on Fire. Thanks for being with us on the Pathway to Promise podcast. Really great to have Kate Erickson from Entrepreneur on Fire share with us today on Pathway to Promise podcast. Hope you caught a lot of good things here. Let's talk for a minute about some of the takeaway points and some of the action points from our conversation that you can take with you as you look to move your life out of whatever adversity, whatever things you're facing, to claim your promised life of peace, prosperity, and purpose. One of the key things Kate talked about was mindset, how she had to change her mind from a corporate lifestyle, corporate mindset, into one that was very much checklist-oriented to an entrepreneurial mindset, which meant reconditioning herself to be understanding that she could have a big vision about what was possible. Mindset, so important. Part of that mindset was trusting her gut and going with that. Another part of what she talked about was the importance of creating systems and processes in order to move herself along the process of growing as an entrepreneur. And we all need to do that. We need to have discipline in our lives. And I encourage you to follow some of the things that she shared. A couple of the takeaways that she shared was having focused sessions of work, 25 minutes at a time, when everything else is set aside, and to just focus on one thing at a time. And that ramped up their productivity. She also shared about how it was important to have time apart, a quiet time of 30 minutes or so each morning, part of her morning routine that would be unplugged from all everything electronic and so on, in order to have the space and the margin to do other things in her life. So I hope you heard these things that you understand from Kate's lifestyle. And she emphasizes that her mission now is to help people to create the life they want by taking action. And that's what I want to encourage you to do. To recognize and embrace the power that you have to change your life. Great takeaways from our conversation with Kate Erickson today, and we'll put in our show notes some of the ways that you can get a hold of her at entrepreneuronfire.com and understand a little bit more about the products and services that her company offers, which would be helpful to you. We're here to be helpful to you as well here at pathwaytopromise.com. I'm Dr. Brad Miller. I have 30-plus years of experience in pastoral ministry and have a degree in transformational leadership. So I'm all about life change. I'm all about life change to get you through whatever dilemmas are in your life and helping you get to a place where you can claim what I believe is your God-given promise of a life of peace, prosperity, and purpose. We do have a gift for you at our website, pathwaypromise.com. You can go there and pick that up. It is a booklet. It is a downloadable ebook called The 4-Minute Way to Frame Your Day. It's about how to start and end your day successfully. And I hope that you'll go there and pick that up. Every week, we talk to great leaders and have great teaching about life transformation. If you do like what you hear, I want to encourage you to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes and also to give us a rating, 5-star rating if you think we deserve it, and a review. A couple lines would be just tremendous. And to share with your network of friends and families and others about Pathway to Promise podcast, because I just know that you know someone in your circle of influence for whom this podcast could be a helpful resource. We're here to be helpful and to be your guide along your pathway to discovering your promised life. We're here every week. Come join us next time on the Pathway to Promise. And remember, be encouraged to keep your promises, because there's power in a promise kept.
Thanks so much for taking the Pathway to Promise with Dr. Brad Miller. As a subscriber, you'll be a vital part of the Pathway to Promise community. Visit us on the web at pathwaypromise.com. Until next time, remember to stay on your Pathway to Promise.